you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 131 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyree, your host, as usual. Playing a little hurt today. I have a remnants of a bad cold that I contracted on the way home from MacTrack Legal last weekend. I apologize for last week not having a full episode, just one of those perfect storms of events that resulted in me just running out of time before I had to leave for Florida. So thank you for bearing with me. MacTrack Legal last week was a blast. I can't wait to tell you more about it. Over the next few weeks, we'll have some episodes that deal directly with that which we heard at MacTrack Legal in Orlando, Florida. As you know, that's Victor Medina's event that I love going to every year. But today I have a great guest who normally is at MacTrack Legal, but was unable to be there this year due to a scheduling conflict, and that is Larry Port from Rocket Matter. If the name sounds familiar, you might remember Larry from way back in episode 14, which aired in May of 2016. So it's been a long time, and I'm delighted to have Larry back again. He's the CEO of Rocket Matter, and amongst other things, he has a new book out called The Lean Law Firm that we're going to chat about, as well as some exciting announcements about Rocket Matter releasing a new edition or a new upgrade to their product called the Bravos Edition. I'll let you all ponder where that name may come from, the Bravos Edition. But we're going to kind of get into all of that and talk about how to run a law firm, which is what we do here on The Law Entrepreneur. So please join me as we chat with my friend Larry Port. Larry Port, welcome back to The Law Entrepreneur.
Neil, thank you for having me back.
Well, I'm delighted, and I have to apologize. You were a guest way back in May of 2016 on episode 14, and that was, you know, 120-some-odd episodes ago. So I apologize for not having you back sooner. Larry, bring our audience up to date on who you are, what you've been doing, and how you got to where you are today.
Well, since that time, I've adopted 7 more children and I have 3 more cats.
There you go.
Well, let's see. Boy, you know, time really flies. And I guess, how long did it take you to produce all those episodes? That'll give me a little bit of a time frame, like 100 and some episodes. Did you do that in a year or two years or how long was that?
It's once a week. So
wow. Doesn't seem like that long.
So episode 14 was May of 2016. So it's been about 18 months since you were on.
So, you know, I guess, there have been a lot of improvements to the application so far and what I've been doing with Rocket Matter itself.
Remind our audience, for those who weren't with us 18 months ago, just what is Rocket Matter and what does it do?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I guess I should mention that. So Rocket Matter is a practice management and time and billing application. And, it helps attorneys get more organized. It helps them get bills out faster and collect more efficiently. And so we're very proud of what we do. It's a Ferrari of a product. And I also co-authored a book. It was published by the American Bar Association in March, I guess, of this year, because it came out around tech show time, with an attorney in South Carolina. And his name is Dave Maxfield. The book is called The Lean Law Firm. And it's published by the ABA. And it kind of goes over... It's kind of a project management book, but it takes the Toyota production system, which is generally called Lean, and applies it to law firms.
Yeah, congratulations. So, I was unaware of the book.
Yeah, no, it's doing well. It's the ABA's bestseller, which I don't know if that really means anything because the books are like $80 a piece, but I guess, you know, people are buying it. And it's been nice because there's this idea of lean, this concept of lean has made the jump from automotive manufacturing to all sorts of different industry like government, healthcare, and so on, software. So I was all, you know, I have this weird vantage point because I work with thousands of law firms at Rocket Matter. And I was always kind of surprised with the lack of business process that was in law firms. So I was kind of, years ago, I was having lunch with Dave, I think at an ABA tech show, and I was talking to him about this. And he said, you know, I run a lean law firm. So eventually we decided to team up and write this book. And it was a lot of fun too, because, you know, Dave's got a wacky sense of humor. I mean, when we present together, I usually make a lot of jokes when I present. I feel like I have an obligation to entertain the audience as well as educate them. But Dave is, I'm the straight man. Dave is like a funny guy.
Yeah. You're the Stan Hardy, Oliver?
I guess. Yes.
One of the two.
I think I'm Felix in The Odd Couple.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. But it was, you know, we decided to kind of push the ABA's envelope, so to speak. You know, it's not the most flashy of organizations. So when we pitched this book, we're like, look, we really wanted to have a novel element to it because, you know, we wanted, there's a famous book called The Goal, which is a systems thinking book that we both love. And it is told in the form of a novel. So we wanted to have part novel and part rubber meets the road. So every chapter is half a narrative about this guy who's building a law firm. And the other half of the book is like, you know, the principles that he used in that in that chapter. So we try and make the medicine go down with a bit of sugar. And we wanted to make, we were like, okay, well, could we make this a graphic novel? So we enlisted the help of an artist and we didn't get all the, we got a bunch of panels in this book and our attorney kind of looks like he's attacking the people in The Walking Dead. So, you know, we've kind of backed into this like, the ABA's first graphic horror novel.
Wow, that's quite a confluence of views and approaches. You know, when you say that you're surprised or you were surprised at the lack of business methodologies employed by law firms, you know, that's really the reason for being for this podcast. You know, the subtitle is What They Didn't Teach Us in Law School About Running a Business. And, you know, books like yours, the Lean Law Firm, and frankly, products like yours, Rocket Matter, help to impose that business methodology on the practice of law.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, I think, and I get a little, I don't want to say angry, but I do think it is somewhat of an injustice that a lot is demanded of lawyers to practice law. They have to go through a very unusual training period, which is what I understand law school to be, and then they have the bar exam. But in return, there's a lot of shortcomings, I think. And the, you know, the law schools know that 88% of all lawyers end up in firms of size 25 employees or less. And they don't teach them small business techniques. So I find that to be, you know, worse than annoying, you know, infuriating, unfair, choose your adjective.
Well, that was one of the topics that you and I both were on our soapbox over the first time we chatted on The Law Entrepreneur, is about whose responsibility is that in the community that produces the legal services that our clients look to employ. But let's go back then to address that from the perspective of your book. Tell me just a little bit, because I think I understand conversationally what Toyota's lean method was, but maybe not everybody does. Can you kind of summarize that a little bit?
Sure. Well, broadly speaking, what we want law firms to do is start thinking of their law firm as a system and to be able to start analyzing it. And the first thing that I would have to say about any law firm is that they need to understand that they need to work on their business as opposed to just in their business. Because when we work with a lot of law firms, it's like a World War I trench in there. I've been saying this since day one, and that's the analogy I've used. It's like bullets whizzing overhead, responding to deadlines, clients, opposing counsel, judges. So there needs to be the ability to take time out and take a look at the system and analyze that system. So specifically, what we do in the book is we say, okay, there's things that you can measure. And measurement's a huge part of what we do, building dashboards and so on and so forth. But, you know, understanding that that there's ways that you can predict your income. There's, if you start measuring the throughput of your cases and you start averaging values, then you can start working towards predictions of income. And if you apply these same kind of methodical measurement techniques to all different areas of the practice, it can really boost your fortunes. So we cover systems thinking about your law firm as a whole, revenue prediction, planning for the next year, how to approach marketing with this methodology, how to standardize systems and procedures. We really take the law firm and inject kind of these like ideas from manufacturing into it. So it's really an interesting thing. And the response that we've gotten from the attorneys that have read the book are it's been very transformative for them. So it feels really good to be able to contribute in that context.
You know, as somebody who in one of their previous careers had the title systems engineer, I think one of the challenges for attorneys is to recognize that their law practice is in fact a system. You have input coming in, you have a process that occurs on the data that comes in, and you have some type of output at the 40,000 foot level. That is a system: input, yes, process, output. Now, there are subsystems within the practice. So, if you just take client intake and make that a subsystem, well, you've got input, potential clients. You have a process that occurs with that input, and hopefully the output is a retained client. And you can start to develop those subsystems as true systemic processes and start to look for what are the key performance indicators. And I suspect that's a significant component of what you're looking at in your book, The Lean Law Firm.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we list out a whole bunch of key performance indicators for the different types of aspects or sub-processes, as you classify them, and what to look at and when to look at them. Because not everything you want to look at on a weekly basis, sure. Some things need to be on a monthly basis. So we kind of catalog these things and we have little charts of what to take a look at. There's software that we recommend to help you out with this kind of stuff. And, you know, obviously, more than just, I can't just like write an ABA book and push Rocket Matter. You know, I mentioned other products as well. Mm-hmm. You know, competition, people that we feel does a good job. And so it's a really interesting way for law firms to kind of proceed. A lot of times, you know, they're just so caught up in working on the case in this like hero mode of lawyering that, you know, the business aspect of it just gets lost. And the other thing I want to say is that we focus a lot on constraints and bottlenecks. And this is, if you don't think about your law firm as a system, this is something that you don't pay a lot of attention to. But one of the probably more illuminating lessons when you start looking at systems thinking is the speed of your entire system is completely constrained by the slowest part of your system. So imagine that you're walking with a group of people and you all have to stay together from point A to point B. Well, the fastest you can get to point B is the speed of the slowest person. And it works the same way in your law firm. If you have intake on one side and collecting money on the other side from a finished case, and you want to speed up the amount of time with which you can collect invoicing or your work, you start to realize, okay, well, it's taken me so long to get out the invoicing. Well, you speed up that process, then all of a sudden you're collecting money sooner, and then you're making more revenue every single year. So that's kind of how systems thinking can affect your revenue by eliminating waste in systems and bottlenecks. Then you end up making more money overall.
Sure. And I think there's a lot of room for improvement there. Just, you know, it's kind of like one of these self-help programs. The first thing you have to recognize is that there is a problem. And I think for a lot of us attorneys, we think the problem is oh, if I just had more clients, everything would solve itself. And that's not always the solution, because if your systems aren't set up, if your process is not lean enough, to borrow a term from your book title, just having more people come in the front door is not going to resolve the problem. In fact, it may make it worse.
Yes, that's a huge observation. So I will tell you that, like, when, you know, Rocket Matter produces a lot of content, a lot of webinars, a lot of ebooks, the ones that people attend the most are ones on marketing and ones on technology. And they don't attend the ones on our processes, you know, business processes, as much as those other two. But you're entirely 100% correct, because a lot of people gravitate towards marketing as the solution, and that can actually make things worse, because for a couple of different reasons. Number one, if law firms want to boost revenue, usually what we see is the quickest way to do that is to, and by the way, we consider matters inventory, is to get this inventory finished and across the finish line and collect on them, right? That is the quickest way for law firms to boost their revenue. And a lot of times they're very slow to do that. You even have contingency guys who, like, win their cases and it's all about the battle, and then they're slow to collect, or the mechanics of collection are not very good. So then you have law firms who want to solve this problem by bringing in more clients, like you just mentioned. And that presents a problem, because number one, you can spend all sorts of money chasing this. So it now becomes a downward spiral. You are not collecting the money that you should be collecting, and you're spending all sorts of money getting new clients. And as a lawyer, and you're not trained in marketing, you can be fleeced left and right by people who take advantage of the fact that you're not sophisticated at marketing and that's not your primary concern.
Guilty.
So it's a widespread problem, and it comes from this lack of awareness of being able to get the matters across the finish line.
Yeah, I mean, there are two points there that you raised that are just hugely important. One is getting the job finished. That really speaks to the issue of efficiency and completeness, to make sure you have the processes and personnel, and even if it's just you, you have the bandwidth to finish matters in a timely fashion and then collect upon them. Because if you don't get paid, what's the point? And those are two huge bottlenecks that people, I think, oftentimes when they're looking to grow their practice, overlook those two components, as we said, and focus on more on the driving more customers to the front door, without understanding that you have to be able to complete and collect in order to grow.
Yeah, and it's not as fun and as sexy as the like designing the logo and website part.
Exactly,
it's process oriented, but that's why it's really awesome if you can, when you interview people to help you out with your law firm, if you can make sure you partner with people who are really good with detail-oriented follow-through, or work with bookkeepers who are really good at that. Just, you know, it's very important that you finish that stuff out and do things.
Now, is this kind of thinking that, to me, sets a company like Rocket Matter apart from the other software developers who are simply trying to respond to the perceived requirements of the legal community? Because I think there's a fair number of practice management software platforms that, to me, don't reflect this kind of overarching global approach to solid business development.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I think it does differentiate us. And it's embedded into the product and the design. And
I remember when I first went solo, which was back in 2007, was just about the time that Rocket Matter came into being. Am I right? Something around that time frame?
Yes, I believe so.
And I was a devoted Apple user, a Mac user, and so I was looking for practice management software. And at the time, Rocket Matter was one of the very few that was exploring this concept of, and perhaps even the first, exploring this concept of putting the software service in what we now come to know as the cloud.
Yes. Well, that wasn't our plan to do that. That's just not how I know how to build software. Because I was a web-based software development for Morgan Stanley. I built I built web-based trading platforms for them. I built web-based HR systems for a company called Ultimate Software down in Florida. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a software architect.
Right.
And then so when I went to build, I saw what was out there. I saw like Time Matters, PC Law. I'm like, are you kidding me? So then I built software the only way I knew how, which was on the web.
And it was ahead of its time because...
I guess so.
so much so. I mean, perfectly honest with you, Larry, I made a different choice because... You know, the cloud wasn't ubiquitous then. The idea of putting the service up on the web was kind of reserved for just exactly the people that you were talking about, financial services companies and insurance companies, you know, people with big bucks. So you were a little bit ahead of the game for me at the time. But now I see the wisdom of that, and everybody does, because now everybody emulates that process.
Well, yeah. And think about the shift in the security of perception. Like before, it was like, why would I ever trust my data to the cloud?
Right.
And now it's like, all right, would you rather have your web servers hosted in an Amazon or Microsoft data facility, or do you want them in your back room? So like now the perception has really shifted to cloud as being more secure because you don't have to worry about the security updates, the ransomware. I'm going up to Central Pennsylvania next week to do a CLE on cybersecurity because a bunch of the law firms there had, there was a provider that had these virtualized desktops. So it's still cloud software, but they're still desktops, right? They log into the desktop, they used it. They were Windows desktops. This company was not keeping the security updates like they should be. They all got ransomwared. Wow. So all these law firms lost like massive amounts of like calendars, emails, like in some cases 10 years worth, where when you have like web-based applications, you don't really have that risk because you're not managing the desktops that have to have the security updates.
Well, this is another one of my pet peeves, so don't get me started because, you know, I hear from so many attorneys who still have a hesitancy about allowing their data to be stored in the cloud, but they're perfectly willing to leave their laptop on the table at Starbucks and run to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Or they're using cloud-based email and they don't realize it,
yeah.
Right? So I think that, or they email very insecure documents through unsecured email. So, or very sensitive documents through unsecured email. So I think the problem is that people just don't understand. They have a perception of risk, but they just don't understand risk.
Right, right. I agree. This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight. Daylight is the Mac CRM and case management tool I've been using for years to manage my practice. If you're feeling swamped trying to keep track of cases and clients, but you don't want to pay the hefty price tag of something like Salesforce or other legal-specific tools, I recommend you give Daylight a look. Daylight helps me prioritize my day. It helps me keep track of my clients, cases, documents, emails, calendars, to-dos, and reminders, all in one place. The case management part of Daylight makes it really easy to organize all the details and work for each case so things are done on time. The best part of Daylight is that it lets you work offline. You don't need an internet connection to pull up case details or info about a client like with other CRMs and case management tools. And new in Daylight is their Zapier integration, so you can automate things like pulling new leads from a contact form on your website right into Daylight. And for techies like me, you know that integration with tools like Zapier is really fundamental to making something like Daylight work the way you want it to work. So to learn how Daylight can help you grow your practice, visit marketcircle.com/daylight. Be sure to let them know you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur to get a 50% discount on your first month subscription. That's Daylight by Market Circle. The legal environment is more competitive than ever, and small law firms are feeling the pinch. With over 1.3 million attorneys in the United States and counting, it can be hard to stand out from the crowd. And that's why Spotlight Branding helps lawyers become unforgettable. Spotlight Branding is a different kind of internet marketing company. They don't put their clients on the SEO hamster wheel, and they don't ask them to burn thousands of dollars on speculative pay-per-click advertising. Instead, they're focused on the fundamentals of legal marketing that have worked for dozens upon dozens of years. They use the internet to build a premium brand for solo and small firm lawyers like myself, and they put systems in place to create top-of-mind awareness, allowing their clients to maximize the referrals and repeat business. It's the smart way to grow your law firm. To get more information, visit spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in the law entrepreneur, and receive a special gift from our friends there at Spotlight Branding. Spotlight Branding, helping lawyers become unforgettable. So Rocket Matter, been around since that time, been in the cloud all that time, now is one of the solid, you know, industry leaders in practice management. I understand that you have an exciting new update that's coming out shortly, or is it out already?
It is out. We're actually, we are rolling it out across, we have our customers in segments. So we roll the releases out in segments just to make sure that they're like, you know, that we don't roll them out all at once and cause all sorts of problems. So we're in the middle of deploying what's known as our Bravos release, and we're announcing it today, which is a very exciting release for us because it incorporates two primary like major things. Number one is massive performance improvements, especially to our invoicing. So we've reduced the amount of time it takes us to run invoices by about 80%. So people can now run like thousands of invoices in minutes. Wow. So that's really exciting, especially for our larger volume firms. And we rolled out our first ever add-on module for a specific practice area. And we chose for our first one, insurance defense, because we have a number of insurance defense on our systems and they face very difficult problems. And we thought it would be awesome if we could like write something specifically for that audience.
Well, that's interesting. Let's tackle those separately, if we may. So you have this tremendous performance improvement. Is there a typical law firm type that Rocket Matter is geared towards and who would most benefit from this performance enhancement? Or do you serve firms from the solo to, you know, much larger?
We're about from a solo to like 150. So, okay. You know, there's a lot of things that solos can enjoy.
And just from my perspective, 150 attorneys or 150 users in a law firm, to me, that's a pretty darn big firm.
Yeah, it's a big firm. Yeah, and, you know, there's people even bigger than that are talking to us now. So it's really people are really starting to look at us, and you're seeing some end of life issues with some of the desktop based software. So there's a lot of conversion happening right now. You know, our sweet spot, though, I would say, is the 5 to 30 market.
Okay.
And it's really not practice area specific because the family law people and hourly billers love us because of the, you know, bill as you work functionality and the speed of invoicing and collections. And then on the other hand, you have the personal injury lawyers and, you know, that are doing contingency and the defense attorneys and some of the other practice areas that are doing flat fees that like us because we support those billing methods and the consolidation of information really helps them. Like having all their stuff in one place, they love that.
Talk to me just briefly a little bit about the bill as you work, because I know that's a major problem for so many implementations. You know, in some cases, it's a separate, you know, billing package that tacks on to the CRM or the practice management platform. In other cases, it's baked in, but maybe isn't as robust as one would like. Talk just a little bit about your installation and how that works.
Right. So we call it bill as you work. It's basically functionality that's built into the application, and it's kind of a core philosophy. So I'm not sure whether to call it bill as work technology, bill as you work philosophy, bill as you work functionality. Never know what to call it.
Right.
But the whole idea is that like we want you to be doing not what a lot of law firms are doing. So a lot of law firms write up all their billable time at the end of the day, at the end of the week, or sometimes at the end of the month, and they're scrambling through like legal pads and all this nonsense.
Trying to recreate it.
So the ideal workflow in Rocket Matter is this. So perfect example is our calendar events. Your calendar events can funnel directly onto your invoices, right? So it just calculates the time. You can adjust it, obviously, if you need. you know, the tasks that we have. So, you know, we have a pretty sophisticated task tracking mechanism in Rocket Matter where you can assign tasks to each other and assign them the matters and assign them the people. You have timers in those tasks. There's when there's phone messages in the system, you can run a timer when you're calling the person back. There's, there's multiple timers in the application. When you upload a document, we're trying to get you to enter time. We have plugins for Word and Outlook so that you can run timers and upload, you know, emails or documents directly into Rocket Matter from those applications, from within Word and Outlook, with billable time associated with it. So the ideal workflow is that you're capturing time as you work. At the end of the month, you press a button, all of your invoices get emailed out to all of your clients, they go online and pay. So we regularly increase revenues for law firms easily by 20%. Sometimes we've tripled revenues for law firms because we streamline these processes, because law firms typically underbill. They typically, on average, collect only 71% of the work that they perform. So, you know, it's nice for us to be able to boast these things, but to be honest, the inefficiencies in the law firms are so great that it's really not that hard to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's really one of the absolute key factors of a platform such as yours, because you know, I don't care how meticulous you are, if you're not capturing your time and your billing information as you're doing it, you're going to lose part of it, if not a lot of it. And you find out, gee, I did that entire divorce for $500. Seems like it right. Took me a lot more time than that. What did I forget? And now you start spending more time going back and saying, oh, well, here's a meeting that I had with the client. I don't think I captured the billing information for that. So you put it in after the fact. So now you're spending billable time trying to recreate what you've already done.
Yeah, and you're going to err on behalf of the client because you absolutely have obligations, yep. Right? You know, it's not just that you want to be a nice person; it's that you're under these ethics requirements too. So there's just massive amounts of underbilling in the industry.
So the performance enhancement as part of this Bravos release, you indicated that a lot of it is, or not a lot of it, but it's particularly evident in the billing function and the batch billing. What do you mean by that?
So yeah, so we actually have search performance improvements as well, but it's just a lot easier for us to measure performance improvements in the ways that our bills are run. So batch billing is this process that we have in Rocket Matter where you can query all of your unbilled time or projects that you're working on. So if you have like a flat fee thing that needs to go out, it'll get swept up in this process too. So it's one screen. We actually did a lot of work on this screen for the Bravos release. So it used to just be a list of all of the, you know, matters and what's owed on them. Mm-hmm. And now we've kind of changed this page, because what you can do is you can actually expand each row and you can actually see the billable items for each invoice underneath each row from the same page.
Oh.
So it's really powerful. And then we also,
so you can drill down on a matter on the same page.
Yeah. So you don't have to go back and forth and look at this stuff.
Yeah.
And the other thing that it's going to become this page that we're going to have to, like, it's going to become like a centerpiece to the application, because now, in addition to just that, there's bulk editing capabilities. So you can select a bunch of them. And like, for example, let's say that they were like, you want to no charge a bunch of stuff, or you want to, you know, so you could do that, or you want to change the ownership of them. So you can go and you can bulk edit all these time entries from that same page. So it's becoming, it was already powerful because it allows you to send out all your bills at once. Now it's becoming even more powerful because, you know, you're able to see all the billable time and you're able to bulk edit those. And actually printing from the web is kind of goofy. So we spent a lot of time on this release making sure that you could print it so that you could pass it around instead of like printing out a bunch of pre-bills.
Interesting. Support for today's episode comes from Ruby Receptionists, dedicated to helping you grow your practice one happy caller at a time. From their offices in Portland, Oregon, Ruby's live remote receptionists create an exceptional experience for your callers by answering calls live with your custom greeting, delighting callers in English or Spanish, transferring calls, taking messages, collecting new client intake, and much more. Just like an in-house receptionist at a fraction of the cost.
For 15 years, Ruby has been turning rings into relationships. For more information, call 844-895-7829 or visit paulruby.com/lawentrepreneur.
Now, can you also, for those firms that have multiple practice areas that bill differently, so I'll give mine as an example. I do occasionally a personal injury matter on a contingency basis. I do family law occasionally on an hourly basis, and I do estate planning on a fixed fee basis. Can you incorporate all the three of those types of billing approaches in Rocket Matter at the same time?
Yes, you can. We support all sorts of different billing configurations. It's kind of our sweet spot because a lot of law firms are in your position. They're doing multiple different types of practice areas. And so not only can you execute them, but you can analyze them as well with our reporting capabilities. But yeah, if you want to set up contingency matters, you can do that. If you want to send up flat fee, you can do that as well. If you want to set up hourly, you can do that. You can set up evergreen retainers. You can set up recurring payments, payment plans. Like, the billing component of Rocket Matter is extremely flexible to try and accommodate all these different needs.
Well, I will tell you that just in the number of people that I speak to on, you know, on this program, as well as, you know, I'm a conference junkie, so I talk to a lot of folks at different conferences that I go to. That's the biggest problem that attorneys have with their practice management software, in my opinion. Others, their mileage may vary, but the ability to capture different billing approaches within the same practice management software and to do it as they go along is kind of a game changer. And as you said, it's a sweet spot for Rocket Matter, and I think it really is one of the things that sets your platform apart from many others.
Oh, thanks. I mean, you know, it's billing has just become it really has become a differentiator of ours over time. And, you know, there are interesting challenges in it, so it's kind of fun to work on too.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I think you continue to have a winner there in Rocket Matter. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on the demo and kind of playing around with it myself so I get a little more of a firsthand look. So just before we let you go here, Larry, you know, I think it's interesting kind of the approach that you've taken, you know, being in the cloud, being on the web first, and now capturing time as you incorporate the work on a matter without giving away the store. You got other things in mind here? Because I know we want to talk just real briefly about the insurance defense add-on component. It's not even an add-on, right?
Well, it actually is an add-on.
It's
a first ever add-on. So it's we're pricing it at like $9 per user per month on top of the Rocket Matter subscription.
And this is specifically because you had a number of clients already using Rocket Matter who primarily were performing insurance defense work, and they have a unique and different type of billing requirement based on, you know, something governed by the insurance companies that they're working with. Is that correct?
Yes. So, you know, the same philosophy that we want law firms to be able to collect on more of their work that drives the rest of the product goes to these guys as well. Because when we found out, like, we knew that they were using the product, but then, you know, like, I travel around, I sit down with these guys and I talk to them, and they can lose millions of dollars a year because of the same situation. If you have doctor friends, when they submit their bills, the insurance companies reject a lot of the bills. So I'm sure you've heard this.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure the listeners have heard this. So this very much happens with insurance defense firms. So, you know, when I talked about that bulk editing capability, you know, we also have that with, like, you know, payments, because a lot of times they have to write things down. So they're like, we need to have more functionality to write things down, like, on a bulk basis. All right, so, or write them off. So when you hear things like that, you're like, okay, what's really going on behind the scenes? This is one of those situations where you got to look beyond the customer's initial request and find out what the true problem is, right? So the true problem in this case is that there's all sorts of reasons that an insurance company will reject the lead's bill. So
And by leads, we mean LEDES. It's an acronym.
That's correct.
Associated with the insurance world.
Perfect. They're these weird bills that you have to submit that are very difficult to read, right? They're what we call pipe delimited, which means like as opposed to a comma delimited file, a pipe character is like the straight up and down character that's in on top of the backslash on your keyboard. So they're these cryptic kind of files that have to get submitted to them. It's an international standard, but they aren't the same across all insurance companies. So yes, they are pipe delimited, but the order of the columns and the stuff that they track are all different. So that's the first thing we built like a customized way to define different leads formats for the different insurance companies. That was number one. Then what we built is we built this kind of auditing tool that will take a look at your invoices and warn you about things that are in the invoices that are likely to get rejected. You know, some of the things that would apply to firms that are not insurance defense firms, like these bulk edits of payments or whatever, we just rolled that out to the general population. So that's not in the add-on module, but they were inspired by the insurance defense people.
I see.
And then the other thing is that we used to have just one screen where you could capture leads codes. With the leads add-on module now, you can capture leads codes from Outlook, from Microsoft Office, from, you know, the timers all over Rocket Matter. So much more robust leads time capture because they have to capture these activity codes and stuff and better invoicing functionality. And so it's a major performance gain for these firms. And it has the ability to impact their revenues in an extremely significant manner.
And it's a differentiator for your product, which I think is brilliant because, you know, you want to be all things to all people to some extent, but on the other hand, you want to be able to serve some of these larger, they're not even niche, they're, you know, larger component segments of the legal community in a way that tracks how they do business. And I think, you know, I think this is brilliant. Do you have, without giving away the store, do you have other add-on modules in mind down the road?
We do. There's so many practice areas that have very specific issues, right? So let's, you know, family law, right? You need to be able to divide things up between the parties. You need to have split billing. So immigration law, they have very specific forms that they have to roll out. You know, so immigration law has its own challenges. You know, you have personal injury law. They need settlement calculators, medical expense trackers. Jeez, I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, wills and estates have certain needs. And what you have, what we're trying to disrupt, not intentionally, but we just think it's a great model, is you have all these really niche software products in all these different practice areas. And so what we're saying is, you know, why have to run Rocket Matter and one of these other software products at the same time? Why don't you just run one?
Right.
And it allows us to service our clients better. Our clients pay less. We increase the average revenue per account. It's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, it sounds great. Like I said, I can't wait to get my hands on it and play around with it a little bit. Larry, we're going to include a bunch of stuff in our show notes here, but tell folks how they can reach out to you and Rocket Matter if they want to follow up.
Sure. Well, if they want to reach out to me, email me directly, larry@rocketmatter.com, and definitely cc@rocketmatter.com, because my email address has this wicked strong spam filter and a lot of stuff doesn't get through, but I do engage. So if you email me, just be forewarned that I will follow up with you. I love connecting on LinkedIn. You know, I'm not on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, like only if I have to pay attention to Twitter. And, but that's where you can reach me to learn more about, to learn more about Rocket Matter, go to rocketmatter.com and to take a look at the Lean Law Firm book. We have a website, leanlawfirmbook.com.
All right. We'll make sure that's in the notes as well. Larry, thanks ever so much. I really do appreciate having you on again. And I'm sorry it took us 18 months. Let's try and get back together again a little sooner than that next time.
You got it.
Once again, I'd like to thank our friends at Market Circle, the makers of Daylight and Spotlight Branding, for being sponsors of today's podcast. Market Circles, as the makers of Daylight, provide the tool that I use to manage my cases, my clients, my calendar, my to-dos, the emails, and they do so all in one app that stays with me on my Mac, my iPhone, and my iPad. I use Daylight on my own in a solo environment, but you can also use it in a team. You can use Daylight to track the status of cases and delegate tasks to one another on your team, and you can see everyone's schedule all without having to interrupt anyone. Daylight is one of the tools that I use to stay organized, and it increases my efficiency. And therefore, it only stands to reason that it'll do the same for you and your team if you use it in a broader environment. So visit marketcircle.com/daylight to try Daylight free for 30 days. And be sure to let them know that you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur in order to get a 50% discount on your first monthly subscription. Also, our friends at Spotlight Branding, as always, have been very helpful in sponsoring this podcast. You know, I trust them to manage the internet presence for my law firm, and I recommend them to solo lawyers every chance I get. They built a great website for me, and they use video marketing, social media, email marketing, and more to help keep me top of mind with my referral network. So visit www.spotlightbranding.com to learn more. They're even offering a free gift for podcast listeners, which you can access at spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur. So spotlightbranding.com/TLE to access your free gift. And as always, make sure that you visit our website, www.thelawentrepreneur.com, to see everything that's going on with the podcast and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can stay in the know and be the first on your block, so to speak, to gain insight into what's going on here. So once again, thanks for being here this time around. I appreciate your listenership. Hope to see you again next week on The Law Entrepreneur.